Jason Wilde is brought to you by Boucher Automotive, where we ride with you every mile. 18 dealerships, 15 brands, and thousands of vehicles in stock. Check them out at Boucher.com.
Everybody on the planet Earth should get information about the Green Bay Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. You just go Wisconsin On Demand and Wilde and Tausch, and then all the other things he does. Jason is in the process of putting together a list so you can catch all his discussions of the Packers. Right now, I defer to the partner of the tag team, Brian Bulaga, who will be nice like no other member of this nightly show.
Jason, good evening. How are you doing?
Boo! It's a good thing we're not at soccer practice quite yet, because then Sid's teammates would think I was booing them. But no, it is. I was so proud of you, because I was a little worried that they would pick someone with a difficult to pronounce name, and that was taken care of a few picks early. And then you get out there after they trade back, which makes you wait even longer. But you get a good name, as long as you didn't call Edgerrin Cooper, Edgerrin James, you were fine. Yep. But they got after you, and I didn't know if you were going to improvise or not, and you did to a small degree by playing to the crowd. You didn't go all Daryl Green and spend 15 minutes up there. I thought you were great, so good job, my friend.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I mean, it was a hostile crowd, but you know what? Just got to play off the energy. Got to play off the energy. It was a good time, though. I enjoyed it. So, question, Jason. I mean, obviously, I'm sure you've answered this a million times, but I want to hear your answer because I didn't hear your answer. When you look over the class and kind of where Goody went, we obviously see a major emphasis on the safety position. What'd you take away from it? Do you think he went a little overboard with the safeties?
Well, certainly they've decided to completely remake that position, right? I mean, no Darnell Savage, no Jonathan Owens, no Rudy Ford. They've obviously decided that, you know, they needed to do a full reset there. I know they still have an affinity for Anthony Johnson Jr., who was their seventh-round pick out of Iowa State last year. But you know this, like, those guys are pretty crucial position players to play on special teams, same with linebacker. So yep. I think they added guys that not only can compete for the starting job opposite X, as they call Xavier McKinney, but also guys that I think they feel really good about on special teams. As a whole, you know, one of my favorite moments of covering a draft was when I said to Ted Thompson, I can't remember which year it was, but I said, you know, Ted, this feels like a draft that's a lot about substance and not so much about sizzle. And I'll never forget, he said, well, I've got sizzle, Jason. And Ted, you know, RIP, and I love the guy. I really did enjoy covering him. But he was not about sizzle, right? Like, maybe the Clay Matthews pick was sizzle. They traded up to get him in 09. But, you know, they drafted a guy who had a decade-plus career in the NFL, and now is an outstanding member of a mediocre radio show from 5 to 6, but an outstanding show from 9 to noon when you're on with us, that you had a great career. But you weren't a sexy pick, right?
I mean, no.
Even you can admit that, right? You weren't sexy.
Hold on. I disagree. Really I disagree. He was like 12 years old at the time. He was incredibly young to be taken.
Doesn't make it sexy.
Okay.
Not sexy.
I mean, I understand he's from Iowa. If he'd have been from USC, it would have been sexy.
He's not from Iowa. He's from Illinois.
No, but it means where he played it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't even graduate from there, from what I understand. Somebody
nice! Standing ovation for Jason Wilde. Sorry, I won't
interrupt
again.
Have a good practice, buddy. So my point is simply this, that I really like the Jordan Morgan pick. I'm intrigued by the Edgerrin Cooper pick. I like the Javon Bullard pick. I certainly like the Oregon and Oregon State guys, although they're causing a clothing choice dilemma for me for the locker room on Friday and Saturday. The guy that I'm really intrigued by and really curious about is the running back from USC.
Yeah.
Because I think there's I am not rooting against A.J. Dillon, but the contract they gave him nothing in terms of actual guaranteed money. So, you know, if this kid comes in, Lloyd, and is as good as they were pumping him up to be, I think he's going to be pushing for that number two job, and maybe they just move on from A.J. Dillon. We'll see if he rises to the occasion. But the one guy that I like the best, and he got a lot of attention for kind of the wrong reason, which was this idea that he is allergic to cold water, is Jacob Monk. You know, your guy in the first round, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, was Graham Barton. You were a Graham Barton guy.
Yep, I was.
And they had a chance to take him. They did not take him. They chose Jordan Morgan instead. But instead of taking the guy from Duke that projected to be a center, they actually took the guy who played center, right, in Monk. And so, you know, and he does seem to be kind of made of the right stuff. Two-year captain, really that kind of personality that you look for in terms of leadership. And I made this comp only because, and you and I did a charity event via Zoom with him recently, and that was Corey Linsley. Like, yep. I just feel like this guy's got some Corey Linsley to him, more so than Josh Myers, who had Corey's number and played at the same school that Corey did. This guy, Fields, fifth-round pick, you know, played a lot of games at Duke. I'm really intrigued to see what he is.
Yeah, I'm excited about that pick, too. I'm actually excited. I mean, listen, I think it was, especially in those early rounds, I think Goody got what he needed to get, right? Like, I'm all in on the offensive lineman, the tackle. I think if he would have gone with Barton, I would have been great with it, because I think Barton can play multiple positions. Obviously, I don't know much about Morgan. You know what I mean? Like, I can't speak too soon. I don't know much about him. He played a lot of ball at left tackle, so you got to give him that. Love the linebacker. Love the safety pick. I think it's all good. And the center pick, to me, is a little outlier, right? Because they like, you know, centers in those later rounds, and they normally hit on them, which is a good sign for them, because – you look for a smart guy, you look for a leader, and that's kind of what, you know, he fits the bill in all those things. And obviously we'll see how he performs, right? But he has a year to learn, which is a good thing. He has a year to learn and understand the offense and get it down. So I'm excited about it. I guess, Jason, the only thing that, you know, that kind of caught me off guard a little bit, which maybe it didn't catch you off guard, was – no cornerback addressed. And I obviously heard the LaFleur interview saying that Stokes has been great. He's healthy. He's this, he's that, but we didn't address any depth on it. I mean, are they putting all their eggs in the Stokes basket? That hasn't really been there for the last 2 years. If we look at it as a whole.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, which you and I do way too much. If we ever are doing frequent shows together, you know, when Tosh takes all that vacation, people who listen know we agree a lot. But I thought they would augment their defensive line, and I thought that they would augment corner, and they really didn't do either one. Now, you know, I will say this. If you were going to take a seventh-round corner, I like the idea of taking a guy that after his sophomore season looked like he was going to be a first-round pick. And had a bad junior year, and you may have stolen him. They're not just putting, and I think there's something called a Stokes basket. I think like firefighters or rescue workers use something called a Stokes basket. So Pebble, fact check me on that. But what I think is interesting is that even if Stokes continues to have injury issues, and even if Jair Alexander becomes disenfranchised again, I think that they have a higher opinion of the law firm of Ballantyne and Valentine than I probably do, and maybe other people do. I think they think that those guys are both like legit. And look, to be fair, like Ballantyne, you know, he's kind of the journeyman guy, right? He went 2 years without starting a game. And then he suddenly became a starter for a good chunk of last season. And then a seventh-round pick who starts 14 games, including two playoff games like Valentine. I mean, talk about outliers. But I think they feel really good about them. And then if King comes in and doesn't play like his long-lost relative Kevin King, I think they'll be, you know, pleasantly surprised with him. But it's still, I still don't think they're deep enough there. I don't. And I, you know, Eric Stokes is such a bubbly, effervescent personality. I know everybody in that locker room is pulling for him.
Yep.
But I don't have any evidence of him being capable of staying healthy. I mean, they're, you know, the deadline is here for the fifth year option. And I mean, it's like almost $13 million for the corner position. There's no way in God's green earth he's getting it. So, you know, you hope that he does maybe what Nick Perry did, who didn't get the fifth year option and then balled out in that fourth season and got a big payday out of the deal and then reverted back to not being all that good. But you would hope that he can have a healthy, productive season, and then suddenly you feel really good about your corner group. But that I agree with you that I do not. He has to show me that he can stay healthy at this point, and I don't know if he will.
I guess my question with not just the health, right? Like, and listen, I want everyone to perform as good as they possibly can. But when he was healthy, did we see that great of performances? I guess is my question, right? Like, I'm a guy that struggled with health. I understand that. Like, I get its part. It's what happens to guys. Like, guys get nicked up. Guys get hurt. It sucks. It's hard to deal with it. I understand it more than anybody. And you know, I feel bad for guys. But my thing is, when you're on the field, how does it look? And to me, I guess, I mean, maybe I don't know what I'm watching, but I don't know if I've seen first-round corner production, I guess is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah, no. So Tausch and I vehemently kind of disagreed on him his first year. Like, I didn't think he was that good.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he was, Tausch talked about how he was down the stretch and, you know, and look, in 2021, which was his rookie year, you know, they're the number one seed and all that good stuff. We weren't killing Joe Barry just yet at that point, but I didn't think he was that good as a rookie. Like, I didn't think he was like, oh my gosh, this guy's going to be a starting corner for the next decade here. And there were some that were really impressed by him. I think because of his speed, and I think there were a few plays where he got beat and then recovered, and it really kind of got people's attention, right? The recovery speed that he had. But to have recovery speed or to show off recovery speed, you got to get beat first, right?
Yep.
And so I'm not willing to say because of the foot injury in Detroit in November of 2022, and then all the hamstring issues he had once he came off of PUP this year. Like, I still don't think we've seen for sure what he is one way or the other, but I definitely don't think we have enough evidence to say when he's healthy, he's going to be a stud. I just don't. And you know, look, I don't want to be, because I know that my job, which makes people mad on social media at times, is to kind of put my thumb on the scale, right? If there's a level of crazy negativity on one side, then I push down on the other side a little bit and say, hey, come on now. Here are three reasons why maybe things are going to be okay, right?
Yep.
And then when things are sky high, I'm putting my thumb on the, well, now wait a minute now, side of the scale. And in the Stokes case, you know, I don't think there's any denying we're on the same page. Here's my thing about Jair. I don't want to put some, you know, I know both Goody and LaFleur talked about how great he's been and how they're better for everything they went through last year. Would he be here if he didn't have a $700,000 roster workout bonus? Like, is he that happy now? Like, I'm sorry. Like, if that bonus wasn't there to work out and he was still here for the entire offseason program, I would be more willing to buy the idea that he has come around and everything turned out hunky-dory because of last year. And maybe it has, just because he's practicing and because he has that workout bonus doesn't mean he's not happy. But I, again, after what happened last year, I need to see from him that he's all bought in, that the new system will rejuvenate him. And I think it will. I am a Jair Alexander fan. He and I have a great relationship. I really like him. But I also know because of that relationship that he was miserable last year. He didn't like the defensive coordinator. He obviously had the injury issues. He didn't like not being a captain the previous year, if you remember that, it caused all that drama. So LaFleur did away with season-long captains last season. All that stuff was legit, and he wasn't a happy camper. So,
Jason, what bothered him the most?
Turn the corner, great.
Of all that, what bothered him the most?
I think Barry.
Okay.
I mean, there were a bunch of guys that just didn't like playing in that system. They're just and everything we've heard sounds like they're going to like this system better. We'll see. We haven't. I've talked to Jeff Hafley once, so I just don't know, and I haven't seen anything on the field yet. But all the indications are that these guys are excited about the defense they're going to be playing in.
Thanks, Jason.
All right, guys, take care. Be good. Boo!
It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah. You were good. You handled it perfectly.
Yeah.
Back to just Brian Bulaga next.